Steve. I suspect you'll be happy after that. What was your thoughts on the match today?
Yeah, I thought we played well. We controlled it, I think, from very early in the game. We done exactly what we'd planned to do, to work it quickly side to side and get them stretched. And I felt it was working. We got into great areas and created a lot of chances. And just the only disappointing thing is we didn't have a higher score line here that our play should have reflected.
I mean, certainly, you know, obviously you got off to the great start, and even with 11-11, I thought you were really in control of
it. We were, yeah. Even, I don't think the game really swayed. It wasn't as if the game was even at any point, and it then swayed on the red card. I think it just continued. It was us on the front foot for the majority of the game, other than one opportunity they had straight after we scored a goal, which was a little bit frustrating that they're through 1v1, and need to make sure that when we do score a goal that we're switched on at the restart, which we weren't at that opportunity. But yeah, on the whole, it was a really pleasing performance, other than obviously the goals for, we should have had a few more.
Yeah, certainly the second half, I thought, was really professional from the guys, being 2-0 up and obviously against them.
Yeah, and again, second half as well, we created numerous opportunities, but it was, as we're doing it, it wasn't just through hitting it long, and anyway, we worked it really well. We got them moving, because when you're playing against 10 men, it's sometimes easy just to sit in and defend the middle of your goal and get two banks of four. But we made sure we moved the ball quickly side to side and create the gaps through the middle, which came about with about 3-4 1v1s possibly in the second half. But again, keeping back to it, we do need to be ruthless, because in certain games we're not going to have a 2-3 goal advantage, and we need to make sure that when we get opportunities, we're taking them more often than what we are at the minute.
Disappointing for a loser, we cannot get his hat trick with
us. Yeah, well, he couldn't have had a better chance for the penalty. So normally he hits them really well, even in training, he strikes the ball really well. And I think he says there, they've done the cardinal sin, they're changing his mind on the run up, and which obviously I've hit penalties myself, and I've done it once and actually missed that one. So I can relate to it, but thankfully he managed to get his second goal soon after, and it's forgotten about. And yeah, they'll all miss penalties at some point in their career, so it's good that he got a couple of goals today, and his overall play was much improved than what it was last week, I felt.
Nice to see Chris Mockery scoring on his debut.
That's it, yeah, it's always good when you come to a new club to get off to a good start, and he done that. I thought it was a really composed finish. We worked it well again, slid it in between the centre-back and full-back, and Chris got on to it 1v1, and it was the one time when we were through 1v1 that we showed that little bit of calmness and composure to slot it away. So yeah, pleasing for him, and I thought he'd done well when he came on.
How big a coup is it to get him to the club?
Yeah, again, we do need numbers in. We've got a really small squad, so I think it's important with the size of squad we have that we've got some versatility in that, and we've got players who can play different positions, and he falls into that category. He can play anywhere in the midfield, or attack midfielder just off the front, or he can play in wide areas. So he showed that there. He started off out wide and then worked his way into the central midfield. So yeah, we need players who are adaptable and make sure we can use the squad to our full.
Perfect.
Cheers. Thank you.